Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
My son, in middle of the parish of Shidduchim, so he was going out with somebody from Chicago, and he coined, Viggy, he would say, when he was going there, he called it a road game, and when she would come to Waterbury, he'd call it a home game. We think in sports, our mishpacha, Shua knows our funny ways. So he had road games. After a while, at a certain point, Baruch Hashem, he's married with his son. Now it's all home games. Because here it's all home games. I want to say that this is a home game. Reb Jake asked, my chaver, my friend Reb Jake said, I'll introduce you. I'm friends, Baruch Hashem. I feel extremely, I'm sitting right near Reb Dani, his son Viggy. I'm sitting here with Chaim Zimun's father. There's no introduction. Sitting next to Reb Shaya Yid, who's oozing with love of our people. This is a place. This is a beautiful, beautiful space. I wanted to thank every single person for being here. It's a schus to sit. We'll fabreng. We'll sing. We'll talk. We'll learn. But it's a schus to be here. I want to specifically mention two people. I want to mention Jake's father. I was not zeiche to know Reb Jake's father, but being friends with Reb Jake. And there was a whole section, the last section, it should have been the first, it could have been the whole book. The section about a yid, a Baal Chesed, an unbelievable, larger than life Baal Chesed, somebody. And meeting Jake, I get it, I see it. I've learned over the years, in the early years of the yeshiva, a bacher would come to the yeshiva. I shouldn't even say the early years, till very recently. A bacher would come, I'm friendly with him. Now I have, if you like somebody, you love his parents, his grandparents, his great-grandparents, we come from somewhere. To meet somebody, Chaim Zimun, an idealist, to love him is to love his tata. That's how it works. That's the MS. It's the truth of things. To me, we know Viggy and Yeshiva, Viggy Greenwald's from the lights of the yeshiva, as a person who's full of chiyus, full of love. That means to love him is to love his parents. That's Ellie. It's taken years. I'm a very slow learner. Very slow learner. And it's taking me years to have this, but it's just an emes. To love a person. If somebody wants to study Avraham Avinu, come to this room and you'll learn about our tata. See his children and you'll learn about the tata. Study the children. Study us well. And you'll see echoes. Ah, you come from Avraham Avinu. I hear. So I want to say on what I read about a yid, there was different aspects. There were aspects that were very neat about his way he celebrated Yom Tovim, the different sukkahs that he would build yearly. But a yid who, the nekuda I want to say here is the Avas Yisrael, the lover of yidden, a goyin in chesed, brilliant bal chesed, a goyin in chesed, something that he cared and did and uplifted anything for another yid. It's coming to Baltimore with Be'emes, with a heavy heart. And I want to be here. I want to be in this city. We together, specifically us Baltimore people, specifically, we suffered a loss, but Gans Klal Yisrael, a devastating loss. The Rebbeinu Shalom was Geizer, and we lost the prince of our people. We were Mafsid. What Ramesha Howard was to our people, Naira. There's no them in our people. There's no them. There's no such thing in our people. You see us, but they. There's no they in our people. There's no such a thing. We're one people, Am Yisrael. A yid is a yid. A yid, there's a mitzias called a yid. One mitzias called a yid. We have like cute titles and geschmack, and there's different minhagim. That's good. That's good. That's wonderful. And it should be celebrated. All the different customs is wonderful. It's a good design that we have different customs. That's a very, very, very good thing that they're different customs. And each one should celebrate and appreciate. Always in a Beis Medrash, one of the most dangerous things in a Beis Medrash, every Beis Medrash has emes. Beis Medrash is a place studying truth, mivakshaya emes. Anybody in a Beis Medrash feels they carry a secret. Every Beis Medrash, Vicky, we're in our Beis Medrash in Durham. There's a secret there, certain things we have, we've been kind of, and that's a beautiful thing, and to have a pride in that is wonderful. Each yeshiva, each community, each place, to have a pride in the Messiah, in the specific, unique flavor that you have. But never, never think that there's not emes other places. Never write off other places. Never, never. The Kotzker asks, Avram Avinu, a discoverer of truth, why did Avram want a shidduch from Haran? Remember, Haran was his birthplace. He wanted for Yitzchak a shidduch. That's the place in our custom that tried to kill Avram. Avram Avinu in Eretz Yisrael was Mekarev everybody, Lavinu Shabashmaim. In Haran, they wanted to kill him. Why does he want a shidduch for his daughter from there, strange place? I talk a lot about shidduchim tonight. Okay, I have people I'm close to in shidduchim. What can I say? Why does Avram Avinu want a shidduch for Yitzchak from Haran? What's the pshat? The Kotzker says something. He's a tzaddik who's learning Torah and he's coming from places. The Kotzker says a wild, it's remarkable what this tzaddik, a mivakesh emes, says. It's appropriate that somebody was known for bikush emes. He says something wild, a shtickle, not a shtickle, life-changing. The Kotzker says that Avram Avinu in Haran, in our custom, they wanted to kill Avram. So first thing is the tzidkus of Avram. He's an Ivri. We have the ability as Yidden to stand alone, to be an Ivri. Kol ha'oila me'ever anor zeh, and Avram Avinu stands alone. That's a power of a Yid, a remarkable power of a Yid. And that certainly we learn from Avram, and all of us have a piece of Avram. We're the B'nai Avram, he's our Tata. And the ability to be a Yachid, to stand alone, to be lonely and from that place, to serve Hashem, that's the ability of a Yid, the lonely space that exists in every Yid, the ability, the willingness, the capacity to stand alone and serve Hashem. But there's another facet of Haran, another nay, said the Kotzker. Avram Avinu was there, and they didn't bend to Avram Avinu. It's a pellet. They wanted to kill Avram. Most of the world meets Avram, you become instantly God-fearing. And you have a city that Avram can't change. It's a pellet. They wanted to kill him. It means they weren't changed by Avram Avinu. Rev Eliot, it's a pellet. Avram Avinu couldn't change. What city couldn't Avram Avinu change? It's anywhere else he went, tens of thousands, kings and queens, princes and princesses, came to Avram and they became God-fearing. One place, Avram Avinu, they're not bending, Haran, our custom, where he comes from. Says the Kotzker, Avram Avinu said, the stubborn people, wow, they have a big mile, we need that from Yisrael. One of the reasons we go in Golus, the Gemara says, is to pick up Gerims, to pick up converts. I just spoke to a Bacher, I called him up, and he shyly said on the phone, my father's a Ger, it's a hard thing, a struggle of his life. We did an interview on the phone, Mamish, on Thursday, Mamish. So I told him my secret also. I wanted to tell him my secret. We should band over the phone. I told him, my father's a Ger also. He said, really? I said, 100%. We spoke for an hour. It's beautiful. He's going to come to yeshiva soon. The two sons of Gerim. Avram Avinu, my father's a Gerim also, 100%. Bemis, his father's a Gerim. We come from Gerim. And one of the reasons we go to Galus is there's good things around in the world. In countries, there are good things. There are things, certainly, we don't want to be impacted by, for certain. But we've picked up things. We're a traveled people. Hashem brought us places. And we pick up nitzaitzis of Kedusha, holy sparks. We pick up. And Avram Avinu said, the Kotzker saw in Haran a place of stubbornness. He said, I want this for Am Yisrael. I want a shidduch there. The Chais in Yeshua, phenomenal sefer of Orlowick, who's an understander of people. I heard him say, he told me, he's a person who understands people, Reb Shaya. He said that his Rebbe in psychology is the Chais in Yeshua. The Chaisin Yeshua was the Talmud of the Nachlas David, a sefer that my father had tremendous leave of, who's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhin, who's a Talmud of the Gra. So the Derech of the Gra. The Chaisin Yeshua says a guy sees that all his friends like change so fast and he mamish can't change. He has like a chalishas in yeshiva. Everybody's getting stark. A girl sees all the girls becoming so, and you're not becoming stark. The Chaisin Yeshua says it's a big midah taiva you have. You're not so impacted, so somebody just comes. It's a big midah taiva. Wow. Big thing. Avram Avinu saw a whole city that couldn't be impacted. He was nishtaimim. He was amazed. He said, I want a shidduch from that city. I want that in Am Yisrael. Our Rebbe, Reb Jake, said, Naira, based on this Kotzker, when Rivka has two children inside of us that are fighting, that she doesn't know it's two kids, and he's a shtickel wishy-washy, the Beis Medrash, she says, Lama ze anoichi, why me? My whole mile is I'm stubborn. I'm one. I don't bend. My whole mile is I'm not. That's what the Rebbe said on this Kotzker. But the Kotzker brings that they saw a tremendous milus. Avram Avinu teaches us. Avram is the Mivakish Emes. Always know that nobody has a monopoly on Emes. Nobody. We have beautiful things, our Messiah, but another Yid as a piece. We need every Yid, every, all types, and celebrate your Beis Medrash. Plug into your Beis Medrash, your shul, your community, your mahalach, with pride and hold your flag up high. But be open to know that there's emes in another Beis Medrash also. Rev Howard was a mitzvah of Kol Yisrael, the entirety of our people, a prince of our people who wasn't willing to write off any segment of our people. Kol Yisrael, the entirety of our people. I once heard from the great Tzaddik Rav Moshe Shapira, I heard it live with these ears. He said, people said, how come we're not more together, Kol Yisrael? He said, you can't have an aguda without a ma'agid. There can't be an igud without a ma'agid. We need somebody who's big, who incorporates us all. We had a prince in our people who made this taivis. When we met him, Shlaim and I met him, the ava that exuded, this dignified, classy, giant of a yid, a prince, whose heart held Kol Yisrael, the entirety of our people, a yid. Am Yisrael, a yid is precious. Nobody was discounted. Nobody, there was no them in his world. It's a big loss. I'm here. I should have ran and wish I could have come right to the mishpacha. We have a nephew. Reb Dani's a nephew of such a giant. Your loss is Am Yisrael's loss. The loss of the entirety of our people. Kol Yisrael. Somebody who was about Kol Yisrael, who there was space for Kol Yisrael, who taught us to notice and count and value and speak to and listen to Kol Yisrael. It's a big loss. But a gathering tonight, Reb Shayu's Yid is about, where he is, there's space for Kol Yisrael. Everybody there is welcome. He's a space of Kol Yisrael. Reb Jake's father, who this should be an Eloi for his precious neshama and his entire family. His mama should be gezunt and abnachas from her children, her einikloch. And this gathering of Yidden, of all different Yidden, were coming from Connecticut, people from all Eli, Rev Eli, from originally from Brooklyn, from here, from there. This gathering should be an Eloi for a neshamas of Yidden that were about, there was space for Kol Yisrael. And we hope singing together, talking together, we can accomplish to unite, to bring more unity, more togetherness for Klal Yisrael. I want to ask Mechila for coming late. It's not a good thing. We came from very far. And there's a lot of traffic today. We try to be on time. But I want to express that the schmoozing at the beginning is the most important part of the event. Bemis, I feel badly. You come in, shh. It started, you know, the event was before when you were schmoozing. I like came, I destroyed the whole event. People, the ladies were talking, the men were talking. It's like a bazillion. You don't stop Yidden from schmoozing. The only way you could ever tell Yidden, shh, it's a chutzpah. If you go, Yid's putting on tefillin, you say, stop. To say shah to Yidden schmoozing, shh, shh. Do you know anything bigger in the world, two Yidden getting each other? talking to each other. Bemes, not, it's an emes. It's true, that true things, is anything holier? Two yidden giving each other chizuk? Two yidden telling a nice joke, a warm word? There's nothing bigger in the world. My tata was somebody, I don't know a person who used time like my father. His day was crazy, mishuga. At 78, his day, in a month, I would love to do what he did in a day. I would love. Crazy day. A yid simcha, he would go in a second. Var, l'chaim, afruf. I never heard him, not a kfetch. A yid simcha, you travel in a second every night of the year. Sphira, he was off. A yid simcha, vart, l'chaim, chasna. You make two vart and come to both. What are you talking about? Zero. It wasn't a suffix. Person whose time was, what are you going to do better on earth? My son's friend was made a l'chaim in Baltimore, in this holy city. Aaron Schmel's l'chaim. When I was a youngster, I knew much less than I know now. Now I'm still young and know a drip more. If a guy would like fly out of Eretz Yisrael for a friend's chasna, this guy in his mind thought like a shtickle batala. My son, Meshuggah, my son drove 5 hours there, 5 hours back. This took a lot longer, but he wasn't driving on this type of Sunday. And he drove 10 hours for his friend's l'chaim, obviously. Obviously, what are you going to do better in the world than to be misamech your friend? I can't think of something better in the world. I don't know what's more important. I haven't come up with something bigger. It's misamech his friend, obviously. What you have a better thing to do in the world? It's the biggest thing. He's bringing simcha to his friend, obviously. He drove 5 hours there, 5 hours back. He was misamech his friend. Excellent, obviously. Tell me a chiddush, please. Like, pashut. So how do you say Sha? Bemis, let's go back out and we should talk. I don't like fake things. Be quiet, Kalish. You came and now the room's quiet. Pasha Rechayte, you're a sinner. The only right that we said Sha is if after we're done, we're going to talk more to each other. I don't mean tonight. We're running home. You got to run to your families. If we're Goyrim, that we talk better. I hope that the next time there's more talking at the beginning. There's better, and when we leave, there's better. You can say Shah and Shul, if your Shul is so warm and beautiful that by the davening, people afterwards talk nicer, so then you can say Shah. That's the get, my getter. You can only say Shah if what's being, so people are learning Torah, is gairing people to come closer, you could say Shah for that. Otherwise, so you could say to you, do you mind if you get a little closer? I want you to talk a little more. Can we talk about talking more? So I want to talk about talking more to each other tonight. Then we could say Yesha. I want to thank Reb Shaya. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for what you do here, what you bring. You're a light that reaches. It's worth to come to appreciate the light that he brings in Baltimore. I appreciate my friend Reb Jacob Shames. James, who's a beautiful Yid, who's Mechazik Yidden, who uplifts Yidden. It should be an ilui for your precious father. I want to start that this was just a quick hello. I want to ask Shlomo. I came here from far. My daughter Rina's here. Where is Rina? She's here somewhere. I came with my daughter. I want to thank my daughter for a part of the trip. It was only with my daughter. Then we picked up. Naftali's here in Shlomo. If we could do Ashivenu for the Chevra first, then.
Shuvah, v'nina shuvah.
Give a gift from Rev Howard to the killer. I was zeicha this Shabbos, a tzaddik from Baltimore, a beautiful yid from Baltimore, was in Blue Ridge for Shabbos. Was in the community. I'm zeicha to live in for Shabbos. Rav Nasi Gross was in Blue Ridge for Shabbos, and he told me that he was zeicha to be a chaver, a talmid of Rav Howard Zatzal. And he said when he sat shiva for his father, Rev Howard came and gave him a gift of a Pele Yoyetz. And he brought him a paper from the Pele Yoyetz, where the Pele Yoyetz says that a person in a certain way can connect to the departed in a certain way more when they're not here. In a certain way, there's a connection that can run even deeper. I want to say to the Chevra, I made it in a certain way. I miss my father tremendously. In a certain way, I'm closer to my father than any point in my life today. In a certain way, I have a kirva. Silliness and silly distances aren't there anymore. I have a kirva to my tata in a certain way I've never had in my life. Or close, but there's a certain kirva. And he said from the Pele Yoyetz, and Rav Howard handed this to Rav Nosi Gross, from the Pele Yoyetz, that one can connect to the departed, to the Tata. And he handed this to, Rav Howard gave it to Rav Nosi Gross. Rav Nosi Gross, just now at the Shiva of Rav Howard, Zeichet Tzadik, Kodesh Lebrach, he handed it to Rav Howard's children, the same Pele Yoyetz. He said, I want you to have this gift. And this Shabbos, I was handed the copy by Rav Nosi Gross of this Pele Yoyetz. And I want to say to the Baltimore community that had such a light in your midst, that the parasha, this week's parasha, says, Yitzia Tzadik min ha'ir ha'sereisha. The departing of a tzaddik leaves an impact. Bizman that the tzaddik's be'ir, hu hayda, hu ziva, hu hadara. The tzaddik departs, pana ziva, pana hayda, pana hadara. So why did Hashem say, Yitzia Tzadik min ha'ir ha'sereisha? Why say the departure? Shua, speak about when the tzaddik's here. Why does it say the departure of the tzaddik in the Rishon? Speak about when he's here. Don't believe cynical pshatim ever. Don't believe, well, when he's here, we take it for granted. It's too cynical. Cynicism's not true. Emes is true. Positivity is true. Cynicism is sheker. What's pshatim? Hashem says, Yitzias tzaddik in the Rishon. Speak about when the tzaddik's there. And perhaps, based on a Sfas Emes, it's very shaykh, I've experienced this, the Pele Yoyetz says this, that in a certain way, when we have the tzaddik, we warm ourselves to his light, and we appreciate him and stand next to him and hold his hand. When he departs, we have no choice but to ask what was the source of this light. We have to grab on to the Nekudais, the Kol Yisrael element, the Achdus Yisrael, the appreciation that the tzaddik is and was and remains, we have to grab onto. In a certain way, Yitzias Tzaddik min ha'ir, we have the possibility that there's a deeper relation, a deeper connection, more of an impact when the tzaddik leaves in a certain oifen. So the Rabbanu Shalom should send a nechama to the mishpacha, to the community, and we should be zayich ataka, the tziyas sadik min ear should make a roshim on us. More pulling in, more inclusivity, more noticing a yid. Celebrate ourselves, the beauty, the preciousness of the yid. I'm going to ask, before we share divrei Torah, I'm going to ask if we could sing the Bardechever together. But mamish, this is, we should sing it with a tefillah. with a prayer. Anybody can have in mind what they want. It has no words. You're entitled, whatever you want. I want to pray that we should see good in each other. We should see good in ourselves. The unity of Am Yisrael. A Yid is a big thing. We're a big light. A Yid is a big thing. We're going to talk Torah about this topic in a few minutes. But let's pray together, sing the Berditchva. This Yidden can't. You'll be weird. You sit next. You don't hold your friend's hand. You sing the Berditchva song. That's weird. I promised my kids no more weird. So let's hold each other's hands and sing the Berditchva. You settle over here. Just Trevor could stand up, but you don't have to. Take it away. Of Am Yisrael, a very, very present piece of Torah that I'd like to learn with the Chevron. So I would like to study as follows. Yaakov Avinu in this week's parasha, Vayivka Bamakim. Yaakov Avinu going into Golus. He's traveling into Golus. He's leaving his Tata's home, the safetiness of Eretz Yisrael, our home, the land that Klal Yisrael belongs to and is profoundly connected to, and he's going into Golus. And Vayivka Bamakim, he bumps into the space. In his travels, he had already gone, came back, returned, but Vayivka Bamakim. And Chazal tell us two things about this Vayivka Bamakim. One is Avram Avinu, Yankov Avinu at Kvitzis HaDerech, he had a nes. He bumped into the place, speaks about a miracle of Kvitzis HaDerech. He had a das, Allah B'dayta, he thought to go to the place where his fathers davened, where Avram and Yitzchak davened, the Makom HaMikdash, and Vayivka Bamakom, Kvitzis HaDerech. Incredible nes of Kvitzis HaDerech. And the second thing is Yaakov Avinu was Kaveya Vayivka Bamakom, he made Tfilas Meiriv. All of us understand when it says Avram was Misak and Shachris, Yitzchak Mincha, Yaakov Meiriv, is not talking that they each just made a takana. It doesn't just mean that Avram said Davin Shachris. It's not even worded that way in the Torah. It's not mistaber, it's not worded. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that Yaakov Avinu commanded his children to Davin Meiriv. So he did something that carved the path for our Meiriv. He carved the path. He created something that's called Meiriv. I want to ask, what's Meiriv? What does it mean? What's Meiriv? What's this Vayivka Bamakim that's Meiriv? Why is it so connected to Kvitzis HaDerech? The same words Vayivka Bamakim mean Kvitzis HaDerech and mean Meiriv? Why is Meiriv connected to Kvitzis HaDerech? First two questions. Question number three. Yaakov Avinu has a prophecy. He has the moment of his life, the highest moment of his life. And in the morning, Yaakov Avinu wakes up and he's afraid, Vayira. I would suspect all of us can relate to glorious moments in our life. Rabbi Avigdor Miller describes in the Carpathian Mountains seeing a flower, being steaming from the flower, and having like a moment. We've all had moments, big. Rabbi Miller said he was Karav Lenevuah. He was contemplating the gift of a beautiful flower. And he said he came to a place that was close to prophecy. We've all had, I don't know if we had Rev Miller's moments, but we all have moments, big times of Kervis Hashem, tremendous gratitude, tremendous spaces. That moment, year of fear, I would expect in the morning, Yaakov Avinu would be like dancing. Be Azaz Simcha, he'd be jumping around. What's this Vayira, the fear? That's very associated with the Beis HaMikdash. Shom Navadcha B'Yira. As Mikdashi Tirou. What's this Yira? Now the Sfas Emes every year would ask this Kasha. I'd like to share something, and it's going to be relevant to what we're going to discuss. I'd like to express how to learn. Sfas Emes is a holy sefer. It's a sefer I'm trying to learn. Working. I understand once every while I understand the piece and I have a big symbol. I understand it that I think I understand it. Even that I'm happy about. One video goes like this. The Sfas Emes wasn't like saying Vertluch. He asked Sakasha that different years he had like a different pshat, geshmak. He probably spoke in his shul every Shabbos. One year he said this teretz. The next year he said a different teretz. There's no shaykhs. It's not what's happening. The Sfas Emes yearly had a kasha. What's this yira? He was bothered every year by it. Now, the Sfas Emes didn't say like different pshatim. Oh, chevra, I'll tell you a nice pshat if you want. I was talking to my shul. We were looking for a rav. The rav who's there is always out of town. He's always away. It's a big problem. So we were looking for somebody who would show up. So we were talking together what we need. I don't want saying a nice vert. Don't tell me any. Verts don't work for me. No verts. My Pesach said, I don't like verts. Verts are nice. It's good to say a night of verts. I promise a good thing. But that is like, be present to an experience. Yes, feel, connect. I want somebody who asks a kasha that the whole tzibur is like there's a frustration in the room. Understand with the Sfasemis like this. He had a kasha that bothered him like deeply. If you have a kasha, why is Nayach in the Torah spelled Nun Lamed Ches?
It's
not. So Ari says it's not. So do you say that's one teretz, Ari? I'm going to say another teretz. It's the only teretz. The kasha stops bothering you. When you have a real kasha that's shver, you don't necessarily get karma. You're still bothered. And bothered by a kasha is a good thing. It means something. If a yid gets me upset, if I don't like a yid, and it happens all the time, I like that question. Don't pretend, oh, yid not great. You have a kasha. Hashem holds the world of this person. And you're struggling. Go on a walk. You'll find out your own insecurities. You'll find stuff out. Don't be afraid of a kasha. If you're learning and it's boring, I was learning with the chevra. We were learning for an hour. The olim was screaming. We had a sugya and arvei psachim. It was like vild. After an hour, was screaming. Rav Ezi was throwing chairs. It was wild. After the hour, Rebbe said, Rebbe, I find this so boring. I'm like, look, we just like fought. We're jumping up. It was wild. It was the best thing of the whole hour. He said, I find it boring. That's real. I like that. That's an honest, that's the best kasha of the whole seder we had. He said, I feel disconnected to this. That's a real space. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. It's a good space. That's a good space. It's beautiful. I like that. Beautiful. You get places from questions. Real places. Real. Don't be afraid of kashas. Don't be afraid of friction. It's not to be afraid of. The Sfasemis, when he had a kasha and yearly said something, kashas are friction that produce beautiful things. Beautiful things come from kashas. One year, the Sfasemis was different every year. So Pella, Yaakov Avinu wakes up from the greatest moment of his life and he's scared. It's wild. The Sfasemis sat on that kasha and it changed his life. One year, what came up from a kasha produces a kasha's energy. A speaker once asked me, critique my speeches. I told him, you don't sell a kasha. I said, okay, he's not such a salesman. If it's not uncomfortable, it doesn't help how loudly you scream. We're very pneumistic adar. We don't want to hear a dynamic speaker. Oh, you schmuck. Be quiet. Ask a question that like means something. What is that? So I want to ask, what's the year of Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu has a great, it has to be real in your lives. It happens to us. We have like a big moment. He's afraid. What is that? What's being expressed the year of Yaakov Avinu? So what is Tfilas Meiriv that Yaakov Avinu, what path did he carve in Avodas Hashem? Why is it connected to Kfitzas HaDerech, this magic trick? From far, boom, you just get there. We would have loved Kfitzas HaDerech today. We're excited. Maybe the Kfitzas HaDerech was b'machshava that. But what's this Kfitzas HaDerech that links to Meiriv? What's the year of Yaakov Avinu the next morning that he has fear? What is that? What's the year of? I'm going to share something from a 10th grade bacher has told me many times. Many. And I connect to it. This guy relates. He's more honest than me and he says it. I relate to this. I would challenge, if you're from today's dar, if you're alive today, you relate to this. If you're young, you relate more to this. A bacher will tell me, let's say the guy's lying in bed, what a brain, sugar, we don't force the guy to come to anything. Crazy, fuck, crazy place. The guy's lying in bed for 2 months, He's finding what he wants. Then he drags himself to a shir. Wants to meet the Rebbe, wants to hear. Often a guy comes to shir and it's gevaldik. Wow, tire. And then he starts coming every day, wants to learn. A yid has a neshama, and yid wants prayer, wants tire, and he finds it. Guys have described to me, Viggy, it's very difficult. Guys have described that the hardest thing in the world is when I take my body, I drag it to shir, and I sit there and I don't feel anything. And I see others like, schmack, that guy you saw for an hour, We're fighting and learning, and mamish was a simcha like simchas Torah, mamish. We were accomplishing, figuring out. We were David Rose, like changed the world, said the best zog of this man. We're like flying. Rav Ezik didn't know what to do with himself. David Rose is zog. He's like jumping out of the building. And this guy says, it was all boring to me. It meant nothing to me. Guys have described that tsar. Described that tsar. I drag myself to shear. I drag myself to shear, and I came. Here I am. I came to shear. I didn't feel anything. I'm having a good time tonight. We came from just there, Shloim is Ashivenu, I'm good to go. We're talking, I'm sitting right near Eli Brenner, I'm staring at Shua. Geshmak. Let's say there's somebody here tonight. We can be having fun, it's not. He's asking kashas. I don't know what he's asking. What is he so excited about? I'm not enjoying, I'm here. The real people, real things. And a guy describes, I drag my body to shear, and the Rebbe's saying things, and I see people are excited. It means zero to me, zero. I'm inside Rebbe, the 4 weeks in bed, the 2 months, are nothing compared to this, because I thought if I'd be there, I'm here, I'm learning to learn, nothing, zero, I feel nothing. This is galus, my friends, this is the oimek of galus. This is galus. The Chedushei Arim says that Meirib, this is not a, this, Golos is this. Golos is, we're a bunch of neshamas. That's not, I'm saying truth. Neshama, 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 neshamas. Truth, neshama, 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 neshama. We're a bunch of souls. Neshama, neshama, I don't want to stop. Neshama, neshama, neshama. Hey, wall. That's it. It's an MS. We're neshamas here. A bunch of neshamas on this earth. The neshama likes ruchnius. All the neshama wants is Hashem. And the person's not in touch with that. It's a big galus. It's not in touch. I don't feel. I go to the minion. How many people tell a young, just go to the be like me. I tell my kids, be like me. I felt nothing, knew nothing. I just came. And people of today, I can't. I can't. I want to feel it. I want to feel it. I want to touch it. I crave. I want to feel the sweetness of Shabbos. I want to have a Shabbos that's, that this is it. I want to feel it. Shalashudas, the moments of Shalashudas. I want to experience. I want to be connected to this. This is the generation. This is what's going on. Tremendous craving. A craving to experience, to feel it. One of the Svarim writes, it says that the generation of Mashiach, Chutzpah Yaski, a proliferation of Chutzpah. But it calls it Ikvus of the Mashiach, it's the steps of Mashiach. It means it comes from a very good space. Is Chutzpah from a good space? Part of the Chutzpah is just do it. We look at a generation, what's with you? We did it. We did it. A generation that wants to feel it, wants to connect to it. I wanna experience this. I want my heart to flutter. I wanna feel it. I mamish wanna connect to this deeply. I know what a good friend is. I know what friendship means. I want to experience Shabbos, Torah, Tefillah. What do you say to a generation that's struggling like that? That's Tefillas Meirv, my friend. That is Tefillas Meirv itself. That's tefillas. Why do you think kfitzas haderech is to go from far and miraculously come close? You think it's talking about distances? Spiritual is not to a distance. Kfitzas haderech is from very far. I don't feel. Struggling to feel, and somehow, some way I can come close. I can connect. And I want to express like this to the chevra. I want to say to everybody here that when you crave to feel, that itself is a start of connection. That's a friction. Plead with Hashem. You can be at a minyan that could be your whole tefillah. Hashem, I wish this meant something to me. I want, and say the words in your deepest prayer. I want to connect. My soul, my neshama likes tefillah. My neshama only wants to pray, only wants kirvus Hashem. Hashem, I beg you, the very want for the connection can be a space of connection itself. We have a generation, a remarkable pneumius generation that wants to feel, that wants to connect, that wants to relate. It's a very pnimistic adar. My friends, many of the olders amongst we grew up, people was said chutzpah, chutzpah was right. It was a world of performance. Today, I don't know if I ever in my life, only in a weak, terrible moment, my daughter said, in my life, if I shut my kids down with the word chutzpah, you're allowing chutzpah, you're allowing. I want to relate to my child. First of all, I want to work on my own insecurities when I'm hurt. Sometimes chutzpah just means you hurt me. So I look into my own hurt and I go on walks with that. And if you're going through something, I'm actually curious your experience because I actually want to connect deeply with you. So you're allowed to say any? I want to relate to you. I want to relate. I want to connect. I want to be close. How many times do you think Shua is going to raise his children? Your kids are going to say, what chutzpah? Not that they're allowed. You're letting them say, no, I mamish want to be close. Mamish. But I look in the eyes of my kids and we know each other. Mamish. Comfortable of two people that mamish band. The daughter of Mashiach, chutzpah yaski, a lot of chutzpah. There's going to be the connection of people. What's the experience? What's happening? Why is he saying what he's... How many times do you think Rav Shaya Kona shut down about chutzpah? Chutzpah. All the time, right? Chutzpah. What's happening? We're insulted. I've had to were insulted. Every parent gets insulted. I get insulted from my kids all the time. My kids are such respect. I'm just a very sensitive guy because I didn't look into my insides till I started seeing today's dog. So I get sensitive. So I go on walks. I talk to my best. I talk to my wife. We talk. And I heal, and then I show up to my children who've raised me up, who've made me be more pnimistic. Then I want to know what's bothering you. I want to understand. Then maybe once we could talk, had a talk, and that's a nice conversation. Very pnimiyistik adar. And Mayrib says the Chdushi Arim is the tefillah itself amidst the choshech of not feeling. That's Mayrib. That's what Mayrib is. That's what Mayrib means. It's connected to Kvitzis HaDerech because it means you feel very far and you come very close. And it's the opportunity of Mayrib specifically ties to Kvitzis HaDerech. A miracle of coming close. Don't be afraid of not feeling. Don't be afraid. That's galus. And from that space, you'll have kvitzas haderech. Find the area where you feel something. Be attentive. Be attuned. Don't be afraid. Mayriv's scary. Mayriv's Yaakov Avinu. Mayriv's the tefillah of galus. Mayriv is when the galus is deep, deep in galus. It's not a side space that I want to feel and I'm struggling to feel. I want to experience Shabbos, that's Golus. And where you're ready for Meiriv, when a Yid takes, says, I want Shabbos, he sings Meiris and he sits with his family and he begs Hashem, Ka'ech Saifnai on Shabbos, I want to feel Shabbos. I want it to mean something to me. I want it to be precious and special. Shabbos Kodesh. You're zeicha to kvitzas haderech with Yadav and Mayriv. You're zeicha from far, you have nisim, and you come close. Mamish kvitzas haderech. That's the opportunity of Mayriv. That's what Yaakov was misakin. That's the path that Yaakov carved. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. We're zeicha, it looks like if Shaya Zat Tzadik, he's with people that are honest, that say, I want to feel. And they're representing me and all of us. I want to feel. And it's hard when I don't feel. And I'm going to daven Mayriv. I'm going to daven Mayriv. I'm going to daven Mayriv. And I'm going to be zeicha. We're seeing in our dark kvitzas haderech. From far, people shooting. I'm coming so close. Mamish close. Mamish close to Hashem. That's the opportunity of Mayriv. To have nisim. And we're capable, and we're shaykh, and we're looking, and when we feel and experience Shabbos, Reb Nachman wrote of 2 years of feeling nothing. A choshech that Reb Nachman, the giant Reb Nachman, went to. 2 years of struggling to experience. So we have moments, we have times, and we have times that lights a light, and we hold on tight. And it gives us chayos, but we daven mayriv. We're people who daven mayriv. Yaakov Avinu was kaveya mayriv for all of us. And I'm not answering up what to do. I'm expressing not to be afraid. I'm not here to say eitzus. What do we do? But I'm not feeling. I'm not coming to say an eitzah. I'm saying not to be afraid. Daven mayriv. Don't be afraid. There's Kvitzes HaDerech. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid. And you're right for wanting from the friction. That alone is Meirev. There's a friction. I want to feel that alone. That alone is a Giloy of a Neshama. That's Ikvus of the Meshecha. That's a footstep because I know my Neshama wants this. I should be. I know what a friendship looks like. And I want to connect to this. I want to relate to this. I want to mamish. I don't want to be a robot davening shachris. I actually want shachris to be beautiful, to be meaningful. I want to pray to Hashem and come to the minyan and mamish. Feel good. I want that. Once in a while, we could help others. My father, I don't know where he came, how he was zeichen. To him, a yid came. He said shiurim his whole life. A yid told me, I slept for 14 years by your father's shir. 14 years. You know what that means for 14 years to come to a shir, an adult, and sleep every night? And it was true. Slept for 14 years. By the opposite, Yaakov, you know, Shem Bever didn't sleep 14 years. This yid slept 14 years. So what's he coming back every night? My father was Zeichet. My father, Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, was Zeichet. That a yid came to shir was like the biggest thing in the world. It was like a big thing. Guy came to shir, what are you talking? He follows, he doesn't, what are you talking? That guy you said that was a boring hour. I think it's amazing. The guy, Davin Meirev, Imamish Davin Meirev, he came to shir. Big thing. And his craving, I want this experience to mean something. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. He wants it to mean he's right. He's right. His craving is right. His neshama's screen. I want to be in touch with my neshama. I want, and certainly we try and we ask and we notice the moments that our neshama's like, whoa, this. When we hear a piece of Torah, we were learning Kiddush B'Makom Sudah. We were handling the Oimek HaSogya. Kiddush B'Makom Sudah. And the Kiddush B'Makom Sudah, you're supposed to make Kiddush where you have the meal. We were handling teeth, mamish, lumdas. Dave Ruiz set up shot. Rav Ezi was hitting the roof. And after an hour, the Bacha said, I'm mamish. I'm bored. It means nothing to me. I gave him a kiss. I said, we're studying your sugya, Kiddush B'makom Sudah. Kiddush is Ruchnius. Sudah is Gashmius. And somehow, Kiddush, we're studying you, Kiddush B'makom Sudah. That my guf and my neshama should work, Sazamin. We're learning you. You just said, say it again, scream to the base medrash. I want to feel my soul. I want to connect to Torah. I want it to mean something to me. Kiddush B'makom Sudah. Where I have the physical, where I'm eating a meal, I should want Kiddush to be Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. We're talking about your question. It looks, could we study, could we learn another hour, Rebbe? Let's keep going. So we handled Kiddush B'makom Sudah, his sugya of Kiddush B'makom Sudah, for another hour. That he liked that hour. We didn't do an hour, mamish, but we went a while. I want to say to us, I'm not giving the teretz, I'm saying there's something called Meir. It's a beautiful prayer. It's the prayer of Ardur. It's the prayer of Golus. It's the prayer of Yaakov Avinu. It's the prayer of Mitasa Shleim Kol Yisrael. That we're shayach from far, from spaces of struggling to feel, we're shayach from there to Kvitz HaDerech. Step inside, come inside, from there, only from there. Don't fake, don't pretend, I'm far. Say, announce to the whole Beis Medrash, I don't feel. And what a prayer I want, my neshama wants. I mamish want to touch this, I want to feel this. You'll find moments, you'll connect, you'll have a moment. Then there was a pshat in Kiddush B'makom Sudah, he felt mamish. We were saying our alumdus. He said, Kalish, and all the alumdus, you forgot like the sugya itself. He woke all of us up. In his want to connect, he woke us all up. Kvitzes HaDerech we had in that base of Medrash that night. Mamish Kvitzes HaDerech. Go daven Meirev. You'll see anybody who davens Meirev, who's willing to say, to be honest, have the internal experience, will experience Kvitzes HaDerech from far, all of a sudden you're close. And you have moments of tremendous unity, of tremendous connection, I have such nachas in the shul you started. There's a chiyus there. There's a chiyus. Kvitzes HaDerech mamish. You want to daven a beautiful minyan shul you started. You greet every guy in the shul every Shabbos. That's a minyan. By Yas Chassidim, if people don't like each other, it's called a minyan chitzayni. It's a pretend minyan. If people like each other, there's Ava, that's a minion pnimi, that's mamash, a minion of Yid. So I want to say that Yaakov's Kaveh, the Yira, what's the Yira? What's the Yira in the morning of Yaakov Avinu? So one year, the Sfasema said that the Yira is when you have moments of chapping, that what we do is really big stuff. This is the desire of our whole day. I just want to know when I drag myself to my chavrusa that it matters from one end of the world. The angel told the Beis Yosef that if you would know what your Torah does, you would never sleep at night. Now you think after the angel told the Beis Yosef he stopped sleeping at night, he went to sleep. The angel wasn't saying the idea. He was saying if you would emotionally be present to it, you wouldn't be able to sleep. We have a generation that wants to experience how precious it is to our actions. What was Yaakov Avinu's dream? His dream was that it could be something touching the ground, the Reisha Megiya Shemaima. Things that feel so earthly, so physical, all the world's dependent on it. All the world's dependent on it. The whole world's dependent on it. And the Yediyah, Yaakov Avinu had the Yediyah that everything you do here, and it's, we don't always feel it, it's galus, it's big things. One Yid shmuzes another Yid, it's like a big thing. A Yid learns a Mishnah. What Masechta did Gavriel finish? What Masechta did you finish? Tainus. A Bacher finishes Masechta Tainus. There's a light from one end of the world to the other. A mother holds her daughter. A father shmuzes with his son. You know the light? We're not like good to our kids, like maybe he'll be from. Or life is a father who's close to his son. You know what a light that isn't from one end of the world to the other? Chesed, a tata is close to his son. Rav Dani is here with Vicky. That's, you hear, a father goes somewhere with his son is a light that shines from one end of the world to the other. Yaakov Avinu in his dream experienced that things that are physical are from one end of the world to the other. Reisha Magia Shemaima changes the whole world. It's like different because of what you did. The Yira in the morning was the sense of, oh my goodness, I matter and I count. Wow! A friend of ours, benched by Hashem, won a few $1,000,000 this week. A friend, somebody in the yeshiva. I never bought a lottery ticket in my life, never once. This guy bought probably one time in his life, I have no idea. And he won a few dollars. A couple of $1,000,000 he won. Wonderful. So the guy, I was thinking, first is a jubilation, all different feelings. Along the way is the thought, what am I gonna do? There's a lot to do with it. Not an overwhelm, not a fear. I'm not talking about, it would be very sad if you owned a car and all you have is worry. You know, there's a famous joke, Avi, where a guy says to his mother, Mama, you know that vase you were always nervous is going to break? Don't be nervous anymore. If all you have is like, if you got a new car and all you have is the nerves it's going to break, that's not a good thing at all. So I'm not talking about a fear of like, I'll miss, I'm talking about a sense of responsibility. Oh my goodness. To have your actions matter, what comes is a certain kaved, a seriousness, an intensity, a beauty, the word responsibility. I matter. I think that's one year, the Sfasema says that's what happened to Yavin in the morning. His whole thing was Mairiv. His whole thing was a mitzgalus, the chaf that our actions matter from one Reisha Magia Shemaimu. He woke up in the morning like the shaking was not a crippling shaking, it was let's go. Let's go. Oh my goodness. We matter. Let's go. There's a certain sense you win a lottery. We have billions. What we sit on and what we can call, we can go, we can travel to somebody's l'chaim. It's crazy. Can make you happy. It's crazy what we sit on. Let's go. Let's go. That's the year of sense of I'm carrying big stuff. That's the year of the morning. That's what the Sfasemis one year figured out. But from Akasha, from a distance, Kvitzis HaDerech, he was bothered, Yira in the morning. From a question produces, friction produces. Don't be afraid to have friction. Don't be afraid not to feel. That alone can produce a sense of I want to feel. I want to connect to this. That alone can bring tremendous art. I want to sing with the Chevra too. I want to hear Shlomo. We should sing together. I want to hear Shlomo to sing two songs. There's a song, Wake Up My Love, which L'chay Shech HaGolos, I like that song a lot. And I also want to do this, so you don't know how good it is. Let's start with that one. Because I want to say, Mamish, this is the dream of Yaakov Avinu. We find that you don't know how big it is, how sweet it is, how powerful it is. If you could do that one, you don't know how good it is. Thank you,
Shlomo. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you.
What?
first stuff it has. Ari, come. If Ari can come up to sing. Where's Deli Trav? David Eli Trav should come up. Thought, and then we'll end with a song, Avi. One quick, but Mamish 5 minutes and under. It's a bigger sugya, but we're going to keep it under 5 minutes. It's the hours late. Yaakov Avinu comes to the well. This is his initial thing in Tagalus. I want to thank, I see the Gottlieb Mishpacha here. Their son is, my family is, we're here today as B'nai Torah. There was a Rav by Pelkowitz who impacted my grandparents, and that are had ripple effects. And then Dovi's my close friend. We're an amazing family, the Gottlieb Mishpacha. Thank you for being here. Thank you to everybody. Really, really appreciate it. Rav Jacob, what you put together, thank you. Thank you to every single person for coming out. It's very appreciated. Yaakov Avinu comes to the well, and he's just entering Galus. The Haskala tells us everything. And he sees the people, the animals are roifsim, are lying down by the well. They're lazy. Now, the minig is, during the day, you quickly take the animals to drink, and then you go back out. You go back out to the fields and continue pasturing the animals. He sees the shepherds, they're lazying around by the well. The animals are sleeping. And the roifsim, they're lying down. And Yaakov Avinu's like, you people are ganavim. If you're shepherds, you're ganavim. There's still time in the day. It's not the time to gather the sheep yet. Hashku atzayin, give them to drink. Uluchuru, go pasture. The shepherds tell Yaakov, you don't understand. You don't understand what's happening here. We push it. It's a very heavy rack. Look at the rack. A crazy heavy rack. And we push it here by the well. We can't move the rock, so we're just waiting to all the sheep. We would love to just take from the water. We just can't remove the rock, so we can't do it till all the shepherds come. So we're waiting for everybody to come together. Then we remove the rock, then we take. We push it, can't do anything about it. We're an inus. So my first cash is, why wasn't Yaakov Avinu dan l'kav schus? He gives Musa calling them ganavim. Why doesn't he dan l'kav schus? It didn't take a rocket science. It was a heavy rack. Look up. It's a heavy rack. We push it, can't do it. Now, he's very strong. He flicks it on his own, but he knows he's a Geber, Yaakov Avinu. They can't do it. They don't have his Gevura. He lives in this world, Yaakov Avinu. Why wasn't he down the Kavzchus? Basic. He was as big as the Bardichim. The Bardichim would have seen people, would have been Melamed Zchus. Why wasn't Yaakov Melamed Zchus? Question one. Question two is the Torah tells the story, not the way a storyteller should tell the story. Hashem talks funny. Because Hashem, Yaakov comes and says, I don't get it, you're lazying around. And they should tell him the secret. It's a heavy stone. The Torah, if you look at the Chumash, that's funny. The Torah tells us what the system was before. We're like privy to Yaakov's mistake. Before it says Yaakov gives them Musar, the Torah tells us it was a very heavy rock and they're waiting for all the shepherds. Then Yaakov comes and says, the day is early. Why did Hashem, it would be a much more intriguing story. Yaakov gives Musar and then the shepherds open our eyes. But the Torah tells us Yaakov's mistake before, so then we know already what the shepherds are going to say back. It's a strange way of telling the story, Kasha 2. Kasha 3 is the shepherds, the Torah says, when they take off the rock, they put it back. Yaakov, it says, flicked off the cover of the well, never says he put it back. Now, the Torah is not a storybook, but that's a big chil Hashem. Don't leave a mess. My wife, I cook in the kitchen. I cook for Shabbos. My wife does most of the cooking and the better part. But we cook together. She taught me how to cook for Shabbos. We cook together. But she has a rule. Daniel, you want to cook in the kitchen, you got to clean also. You know, every man, you cook, you help, you got to clean up. Put away the pots. You don't. I look at it like it's nice you flipped off the top, but you got to put it back. Why doesn't the Torah record it's a chil Hashem, he flicked off the top. Why doesn't it say he put it back? Look in the Torah. It doesn't. And the shepherds, it says they would take it off and put it back. On Yaakov, it says he flipped it off. Why didn't he put it back? So Rav Hirsch, Rav Shamshin Rafal Hirsch says that their system was pathetic. Their system, why'd they have such a system? They put on as a heavy thing. There were two reasons for their system. Why'd they have such a heavy rock? Put a light rock on it. Now, a guy told me animals can push it off. Construct it, I'll get a good engineer. Chicka by us can make anything. I'll get you, Binyamin. You have Binyamin Stern here. He's ready. Binyamin, could you make a top that animals, it takes a human brain to take it off, but it's easy to take off? No, a human can easily take it off, and an animal couldn't take it off. Bang, do a combination and write the combination. You know, they do like three ovlays, and nobody can read it. Binyamin can make it. Binyamin for sure can make it. Why'd they make such a meshugana top that you need all the shepherds? It's a terrible system, sure. They're lazy and go around. You have to wait for everybody. The answer is two reasons, says Rav Hirsch. One is they didn't trust each other. He's going to take too much, too little. So it's a heavy top. You have to take in front of all of me. They don't trust each other. And to knock out the outsider. An outsider came with just one person. You weren't taking anything. You weren't getting it off. You didn't know the secret. All day you showed up to the well yourself. Joke's on you. You couldn't lift it and nobody takes. So it prevented the outsider from taking. And the insider was not trusted. We only do it together. We watch each other, make sure you don't take too much. That's not a dam lekav schus. That was the problem. Yaakovina says you're ganavim. Why wasn't he dam lekav schus? He knew them. The Torah told us the system before. That's not a teretz, the system. That's the kasha. Oh, we're not ganavim. We just made a system because we don't trust each other and don't want the outsider to take. That doesn't fly in the world of Yaakov Avinu. In the world of Yaakov Avinu, we trust each other. We trust each other. We want good. Everybody's an ayin toiv to the next one. Take water, please. Satisfy yourself, please. There's no Bayer Shaya Kohn's world. There's no heavy thing that people trust. Come, take, please. Please. Please take. And then who's the outsider, pray tell, that we're worried about? You come too. Open up and you also take. Please help yourself. Where's the outsider? That's the introduction into Golus. Golus is a place of a lot of choshech. But what's going to cause us to survive in that choshech is we trust each other, we care about each other, and we know there's no outsider in our world. No outsider. No outsider. Shua and your shul. I have this, the outside. If a guest comes and sits in somebody's chair, you never, never tell a yid move seats. Never. That's crazy. That's like, don't be a mishugan. Don't be crazy. If there's dirt on the chair, flick it off. There's a yid on the chair, give him a kiss, get him a sidra chumash. Ask him if he has other kids, get him more chairs. But I mean, it's a member's chair. We're only inside at best. We have light covers. In Haran, they have very heavy covers. The outsider takes nothing, and the insider's not trusted. Somebody's makom kavua, so that guy, mamish, had the gift. He should be a fight. I mean, you got to give the chair, I'm going to give my chair. It's a bad job being a rub. Nobody jumps to that chair. They should take that chair. Give up and come to this chair. It's just embarrassing for a guy to sit up there. Okay. Take the chair, please. 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 Makom Kavua within Dalai Lama. It's fine. And your yaitse. Your yaitse. Makom Kavua is wonderful, but a yid's in your chair. You can't flick a yid. It's in your chair. Yid's in the chair. We're born to put a yid in our chair. What's the problem? It's in the chair. Beautiful. Bring him a chumash. Show him, ask what Svarim is, show him all the Svarim are. Show him where the coffee, or maybe bring him a coffee. Show him where the Kiddush, take him to the Kiddush. In our world, in the world of Yaakov Avinu, and this is the Aschala, the welcome into Golus, is a world that Yaakov doesn't accept. He's not agreeing to their system. He's not down like, oh, you have a big rock, you don't trust each other. Why do you do that? When he flicks off the rock, I don't know what happened. It's a big spiritual dilemma. Do you put the rock back on if Yaakov Avinu? I don't know what he did. It could be a time he was done with them. They put on a soft cover. They called Binyamin Stern up. Made a cover that animals can't get off because you don't want bad stuff to go in the well. So I don't know if he put it back on. Maybe he told. Maybe he put it on. The Torah doesn't want to say he put it on. He did it because he's a mechuyev, but it doesn't want to say the Chil Hashem. Yaakov doesn't cover a bird like that. No way. But the lessons in the world of Golus that a yid doesn't live that way. This is all these sugyas out of study Golus. Our world is a world of wanting good for people. I'm sitting Avi Peres here, wanting healing and comfort and goodness for people. That's our world. That's our world. A world of... Do one song for the Chevra, Avi. Come up, Avi, come up. Yeah, could you do one song for the Chevra? Avi, this is not nice to me, putting a yid on the spot. Do you mind? I feel you came out innocent.
I got my website here.
Record video.
I'm moving out from this valley of tears. Lived here 11 months, felt like a thousand years. Gonna pack my bags, face my fears while it's raining. And I'm falling apart, every teardrop melts me away. From my hiding place, gonna run to the city with my boots on laced. Stitch me some clothes, paint my face, never lonely. Cause my fear in the mirror is staring right back at me.
End with the bracha to Yaakov Avinu.
Ari, come on. Come from
you.
Ari? You know Falatz, no?
No.
I do Falatz that you're not a son.
Let's do Shloim, we'll do a Farasta, then we'll sing a song all together. Take it away, Shloim.
Yama Gila Zabar.
Together, one final song. Let's all sing Vani Kirvis Elikim Litoiv. Let's sing that together.
Let's go.
You guys first. You guys will go first. I'll join in.
Na 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 na
Every yid singing Ani Kirvaselev Kim Li Taiv. Every yid sings it beautifully. Their own Knech, their own Ani Kirvaselev Kim Li Taiv. Let's see good in ourselves. Let's see good in others. We should celebrate together. Even coming to Baltimore, to New York, Semchas, Chasnas, many, many Shaduchim. This year should be one Mamish. There should be so many Chasnas with the Baltimore, daughters of Baltimore, the son. Tremendous amount of Semchas. Have an excellent night. Thank you.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.